Troy Drew Pedley. You said he's the best you've trained. He proved it today.
Yeah, no, certainly did with the big weight. And he was always in a good position. I was a bit worried down the back. He was in on the fence a bit, and I thought, geez, don't get there, don't get held up. But he found his way clear, and he was too strong at the end.
He's changed your life, this horse, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's much stronger and mature, and is a real fair dinkum racehorse this year.
Obviously with the Hobart Cup is his main mission. This was just a stepping stone to that race still?
Oh, for sure, you know, because he needs to run, and I mean, I've got to run somewhere, and it's good enough to run in the, you know, the Devonport Cup, so, and to win it's great.
Well, a creative weight carrying record, it's, well, it must be something extra special.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a good achievement for the horse himself, and who knows, he might win the horse of the year now this year.
In the run, like you said, he thought he was going to get locked in, but Michael Guthrie, pretty smart rider and a great heavyweight rider, didn't carry much dead weight, and that helped.
Oh, I know, for sure. That's one of the main reasons I seeked Michael Guthrie to ride him in his lead-up races, because I knew he was going to get big weights, and if he can cut the dead weight out, you know, it's always an advantage.
What does it mean to win a Devonport Cup, mate? It's one of the feature races.
Oh, great. I've been trying to win it for a couple of years now. I ran second a couple of years ago. I got beaten a nose by with this horse, and it was disappointing at the time, but to be able to come back 2 years later and win it, well, you know, it's great.
How far can this horse go?
Oh, well, let's hope we can over our cup. We've been chasing that one too for a while, so we're on target.
Well done, mate.